And now the game where we reward a lifetime of success with something completely different. Peter Farrelly, along with his brother Bobby, became famous for raucous comedies that had high box office and bawdy humor. There's Something About Mary and Dumb and Dumber, among many others. Now he has taken a turn towards the serious with his critically acclaimed movie Green Book, about a road trip into the segregated South. Peter Farrelly joins us now. Welcome to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, Peter.
Thank you very much. Really appreciate it.
So, we were looking into your career as a very successful film director, usually with your brother, and you did not have that classic sort of film school kind of background, right?
No. I was an accounting major in college, Providence College, 4 years accounting major, graduated with a 2.0, and got into film after that.
So did you, I talk to like filmmakers, they're like, oh yeah, I was like making videos in the fourth grade, and I was constantly going to the movies. You weren't one of those guys?
No. We really didn't, we didn't have a movie theater in our town except for a couple of years in high school there was one. But you know, what we did love is television. And I was more influenced by TV, specifically probably the Andy Griffith Show more than anything else.
Wait a minute.
Oh, yeah.
You are, all right, let's go over some of your movies again. So there's Something About Mary and Dumb and Dumber and Dumb and Dumber 2 and Kingpin. And you're telling me that the guys who made those movies were inspired by the Andy Griffith Show?
Yeah. I mean, what we try to do, it's we obviously try to make you laugh, but we also want to make you feel something. And if you watch the Andy Griffith Show, every episode, you're going to laugh, but you're also going to feel a little something. And that was unusual for a TV show. You normally didn't feel much.
Wow. I mean, I've noticed that about your movies, that despite some of the so gross-out humor, they're very sweet at heart.
Peter, you act like you've never seen Barney Fife before.
Yeah, he's hilarious.
That guy's hilarious.
Yeah, I've seen Barney Fife. I don't remember the episode where he got his junk caught in his zipper, though.
And you know what? And you know, the caring part is, Andy Griffith, that was a white man you could trust. You know? Like that, you know, for my grandmama and auntie, you know, in those days, they ain't trust white people, but Andy Griffith, if you went to his town, he wouldn't jerk you around. He would have you leave the town, but he would get you out of there.
It was the South.
Yeah.
So wait a minute. So Peter, I mean, one of the things that amazes me is I know so many people who did everything they could to break into Hollywood and they never managed it. How did you get in there? How did you sort of start your career?
Well, you know, it was very complex. It took me 9 years to get a movie made.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, I took the baby steps. First of all, I went off and wrote like 350 pages by myself. You know, for about 6 months, 8 months, and I went to, luckily got into grad school at UMass Amherst for creative writing, and then I transferred to Columbia University for creative writing, and there I met somebody else, and then, you know, we wrote a screenplay, sent it out, and boom, boom, boom. 9 years later, we finally got Dumb and Dumber made. But I gotta tell you, you know, we had never directed anything before, not a, you know, video, commercial, nothing, student film. So we were figuring it out on the set. We were kind of like, you know, we were very honest with everybody, the crew, saying, yeah, we don't know what we're doing, help us out. I knew the script. I knew the script that I wanted, but I didn't know anything about lenses, cameras, lighting, any of that stuff.
Let me ask you about your latest movie, Green Book, which is out now. It is, you've made a lot of movies since Dumb and Dumber, but it is a departure for you, right, from what you usually do?
Big departure, yes.
Yeah, so this is a movie. Well, you can describe it. I don't want to do that for you.
Yeah, it's a true story. 1962, a black concert pianist named Don Shirley, his record company was sending him on a tour of the Deep South. He was nervous about going, so he went down to the Copacabana nightclub in New York and hired the toughest bouncer, an Italian-American guy with a sixth-grade education who was racist himself, to drive him because he needed the muscle. And somehow, after being on the road for 2 months together, these guys became lifelong friends. And it was that part, that was the thing that really appealed to me.
It's a serious movie, although it has laughs. But what's funny is it seems pretty restrained. Did you have to, like, restrain yourself from doing the things you normally do in a movie set?
Yeah, this is also an odd couple type story. You get, you know, a concert pianist with three doctorates and a sixth grade educated, you know, bouncer. And so there's tons of laughs in there that I kind of avoided, but a lot of them come through. There's just natural laughs in there, but I didn't go for gags. Actually, brings us back to Andy Griffith, which was their thing, model was no jokes. Andy Griffith never had jokes. The humor had to come from the characters. And that's what I tried to do in this movie. I wanted any laughs to come from the characters, and that's what we tried to do.
I got to ask you one last question about your comedies, though, because your films are famous for, like, going pretty far sometimes. I'm thinking of like the hair gel gag and there's something about Mary. Did you and your brother ever come up with something and you were like, no, that's too far?
Oh, yeah. All the time.
Knowing that what your standards are and that this is public radio, can you tell us about one?
I have some. No, I can't.
Well, Peter Farrelly, we are delighted to talk to you. We have asked you here to play a game we're calling
There's Something About Dairy.
So, as we've discussed, you made There's Something About Mary, so we're going to ask you three questions about dairy. Answer two of these three questions correctly. You win our prize, one of our listeners, the voice of anyone they like from our show on their voicemail. Bill, who is Peter Farrelly playing for?
Raynell Cooper of San Francisco, California.
All right. Here we go. First question. Americans feel pretty strongly about dairy. In fact, 7% of Americans believe what? A, that if you drink only milk every day, your bones will become unbreakable. B, that chocolate milk comes from brown cows. Or C, that cheese is poop from very special cows.
Wow. I'm tempted to go with B just because, you know, it's America. I'll go with B.
All right, you are right. 7% of Americans think that chocolate milk comes from brown, presumably chocolate-flavored cows. Next question. This was a little bit of surprising, but one of modern history's greatest lovers of dairy products was Fidel Castro. He loved dairy so much that what once happened? A, when he took over the country, his first stop in Havana was a Carvel ice cream store. B, the CIA tried to kill him by poisoning his daily milkshake. Or C, he invited Russia to install nuclear missiles in Cuba because the U.S. had cut off his supply of Wisconsin cheddar cheese.
I'll go with B.
You're going to go with B again?
Yes.
You're right. The CIA, as you know, tried to assassinate him, and he had a milkshake every day, so they arranged to put poison in his milkshake. But this is what happened. In the freezer, the poison froze, and the capsule broke open and spilled everywhere. All right, last question. Let's go for perfect. Here's your last question. As with everything else, there's a lot of innovation in the dairy space. Which of these is a dairy product we might someday soon enjoy? A, pig's milk ricotta. B, drinkable plastic milk. Or C, exploding cheese curds.
I'm going to say A.
You're going to say A, pig's milk ricotta. You're right. According to the chef who is developing it, pig's milk cheese is delicious, but it's really hard to milk a pig.
Well, I'm so happy for Coop up in San Francisco who won this.
I know. It's pretty exciting. Well, wait a minute. It's not official until Bill says it is. Bill, how did Peter Farrelly do in our quiz?
Perfect. Perfect. Three right down the line.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Peter Farrelly's new film is The Green Book. It's in theaters now. Go see it. It's quite moving. Peter Farrelly, thank you so much for joining us on Wait,
Thanks
Don't Tell.
Thanks for having me. I love it.
Thank you.
See you all. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.